Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord. God bless each and every one of you. Ambassador Hagen is here, and your host, and we are broadcasting live from the NTA studio on Blog Talk Radio. So join us as we go back into this live service, First Fruits Morning Call, where Dr. Bernard Johnson and all of the saints from around the world have gathered in a First Fruits prayer and praise call. Join us, friends.
If so, give us that praise report. Amen. Oh, are you there, Brother Lawson? All right. All right. Is there anybody else who wish to give your praise report? If so, the line is open to you.
Good morning, Mother Digby, Area 708. I thank the Lord for all of his goodness. I want to say I wake up every morning at 6 o'clock so I can pray and have prayer. And on yesterday morning, I get up at 6 on Sunday, so I be sure to be on time for my service. And on yesterday morning, I woke up. When I got up, I went and I thought wasn't like Nebuchadnezzar, but I just looked around and looked like such a blessing to have somewhere to live and have my needs met, and how God has just blessed me and brought me from a long ways. I thank the Lord for all of his goodness, how he healed my body so many times, how he blessed my children.
Line muted.
How he healed them so many times. I just thank the Lord for all of his goodness. I just feel like I'm blessed of the Lord. I don't have a whole lot of stuff, but I thank God for being saved today and having a mind to wholly follow the Lord.
Wonderful, Mother. Wonderful. God bless you and you and you. All right, anybody else before we move?
Good morning. This is Brother Lawson. I want to thank God for waking me up this morning. Thank God for keeping me in my right mind. I thank God for healing my back. My wife, she's went to surgery and she's doing real good. It's nothing but the blessing of the Lord. And I just thank God this morning for all he's doing in our lives. And amen.
Oh, bless you real good. Bless you real good, Brother Lawson. All right. Anybody else? Lady Guy,
yes.
Are you there? Go ahead.
Praise the Lord, Dr. Johnson, and everyone on the line. This
morning, I'm in the third line.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead.
You want the number?
Dr. Johnson.
Yeah, we hear
all
you.
Right.
Go ahead.
Let me go get. I got it on my folder.
All right, go ahead.
Listening for you.
Dr. Johnson, this is Bob.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Heaven.
Glory to God. Praise the Lord, saints. Hallelujah. I thank God for the day. I thank Jesus for the blood. Hallelujah. I thank God for my salvation.
4-0.
I just wanted to give a praise report from Friday night. I thank all of you for the prayers for the women's convention, and I just want to let you know that God wrought miracles in the room, and I thank God for deliverance on that night. People was introduced once again to thank you. And I tell you, the saints of God were so grateful, because I want you to know, everybody don't practice saying thank you. It's like so many people have gotten away from the gratitude of who the Lord is. But the saints down there in the third jurisdiction, they are so open and so gracious and love God. I'm going to highlight. One was a woman got healed of tumor. We call out for people and women and anybody had tumors, lumps, and they dissipated immediately right there where you could see it before and it was gone. And we gave glory to God. Saints, when the glory of the Lord is in the room, when the glory of God is in the room, and I'm going to say it again, when the glory of God is in the room,
thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Miracles will happen. there was a young lady who came out, was screaming. I didn't know what was wrong with her, but she said, I can hear, I can hear. Didn't know this, but the people knew that. Glory to God. Young folks got saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, slain on the floor. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
We just thank God for miracles. And I don't know about you. I don't know where we've gotten lost to think that God is still not moving in that level. I thank God for the dimensions. I thank God for what he's doing in the earth. The earth will speak. And if you speak to the earth, it will obey. If you speak to the elements will obey. But it comes with a lifestyle, saints. I thank God that I'm saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, being burned and washed by the blood of the Lamb. Glory to God. So I just thank God for my salvation. I prayed for this, and I'm not letting the devil and anybody take it away. You have to develop an attitude and a mindset that, God, I love you. I'm going to serve you. No matter what I'm going through, I'm going to give you the glory, and I'm going to give you the praise, because he knows the plan for our life. He knows the end result. I trust him this morning, saints. I trust him. I trust him. He don't have to tell me what he's going to do. I'm just going to trust him. And God bless all of you, and have a wonderful day in the Lord.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
My God. All right. And I remember the wonderful Arkansas Day we had down there, and the wonderful Kentucky Day. Amen. I believe we're going to Georgia tomorrow. Amen. On Tuesday.
North Chicago.
Amen. I think I rearranged that, and I think we're going to Georgia tomorrow. Amen. With Ambassador Hagen. Amen. We're going to do North Chicago a little later on. Amen. But get ready, folks. Am I right, Ambassador Hagen? Are y'all preparing for tomorrow? All right. We'll get it from her. All right.
Praise the Lord.
Big
Pastor
Yeah.
I hate to cut in there, but I have a wonderful guest on the phone. I would have called earlier, but the number to the prayer line went out of my telephone. But I have a guest on the phone.
All right, introduce your guest. Go ahead.
Tim, are you there?
Are they there?
Hello?
All right, see if you can get them back, and we'll be happy to allow them to say good morning. God bless you. I want to go to the prayer. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Yes, this is Sister Ernestine Riley, area code 773. Oh, give
uh-huh.
praise unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. I just want to briefly say that my mom was very ill, and I requested prayer, and Dr. Johnson called, prayed for my mother, and the saints was praying. I want you all to continue to pray. I stayed at the hospital on Saturday night, but yesterday she had gotten so she wasn't opening her eyes, and yesterday I called her name, and she was able to open her eyes. So I do see that God is moving by his power. So you all continue to pray for us, and thank you for your prayers.
God bless you. That's Sister Riley, right?
Yes, it is.
Amen. Your mother's doing better, huh?
Yes, she's doing better. I can see improvement daily.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
All right. Someone else needs prayer. The line is open to you for prayer if you want prayer today. Make it known. Amen. We'll know what to pray for. Anybody who needs prayer?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord again. This is Mother Johnson. I'm just asking you all to pray for my family and pray for my finances.
All right. God bless you. Oh, my God. I heard the Holy Ghost say, tell them that there will be some miracles brought in the area of finances during this 30-day fast.
Oh,
my God. All right.
Thank you.
All right, Mother.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory, 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 glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
All right. Anybody else with a prayer request?
Sister Peterson, I have a request.
Amen. Good to hear you, Sister Peterson.
I've been missing.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Bless you.
Anyone else?
Sister Lily Garnett, financial blessing.
Right.
Mother Digby, a prayer for my grandson's salvation and for all of the young men that are around 30 and all of the young people, that God will save.
Oh, my God. Yes, ma'am. We certainly will. Pray for that. My God. Thank you so much. Anyone else with a prayer request?
Mother Johnson from Kansas City. I will pray for my grandson that God will release him. And also pray for the entire family. And don't forget to pray a special prayer for Mother Johnson. I pray you. God bless you.
Okay. You sure will, Mother. God bless you. All right, anybody else with a prayer request?
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Sister Sheila, I'm truly asking the Lord for a financial blessing. I know I've been traveling up and down the dangerous highways this year like crazy, and I do want to come to the convention, so I'm asking God to release a financial blessing so I can be on my way to Kansas City. I'm just asking each and every last one of you guys to pray for me because I do want to come because you don't know what you're missing if you don't come. God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Sister Sheila. That's wonderful.
Mother Dixie again, a lady was at church yesterday, and she requested prayer for her daughter. Her daughter was diagnosed with MS. I don't know the daughter's name, but the mother's name is Gleason.
Gleason, Sister Gleason. All right.
Charlotte Gray, good morning, Dr. Bernard. I wanted to just pray for finances. I was on mute for the First Fruit Conference throughout this fast and for good jobs throughout this fast. And I also want to pray for the staff. Those are my three prayer requests for the month, for the 30 days, for the staff, for First Fruit, the finances, you know, that $25,000, and for good jobs. Those are my three prayer requests for throughout the fast. Thank you.
What a wonderful... wonderful remembrance of the first fruits and of us. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Not often are we remembered like that. Like that. Thank you so much. All right, anybody else?
Are you there?
Brother Lawson. This is Brother Lawson. I'd like for you to pray for my entire family.
All right, Brother Lawson. All right. We're going to have to pray in just a moment. I'll take one more.
Sister Castile here. For my son, Eric Castile's salvation, having a mind to walk upright before God. He's a good guy. He doesn't do a lot of things, but he needs to give his whole of his heart totally to God. And my goddaughter, Sheila, in Dallas, Texas, for her job and for her finances. And I have an unspoken prayer request.
All right. All right, we're going to have to pause here and let's get some prayers for all of these persons. Is there anyone the Lord has spoken to you feel led to pray? If so, the line is open to you. Is there anyone feel led to pray?
God bless you. I'll pray this morning, Dr. Johnson, if it's okay.
All right, go ahead.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord, we thank you this morning.
Thank you, Lord.
We come to thank you, oh God. We gather to thank you, Lord Jesus. We come together to thank you for waking us up, oh God, for blessing us and giving us a good night's rest in Jesus' name. We rose, Lord Jesus, as a to say thank you, thank you, thank you. We love you, we love you, Lord God. And we ask that you forgive our unrighteousness, our iniquities, our sins, oh God, in Jesus' name. Forgive us, forgive us, forgive us, Lord Jesus, for the things that we do and the things we don't do that we should do. And we thank you right now, oh God. We ask that you would bless your people, Lord Jesus, that you bless our first family in your mighty name. Bless the Johnson family. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In your name, oh God, in your name, Lord Jesus. Bless, 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 oh God. And Lord, as they ask for financial blessings for the people of God, we ask that you would shower down blessings upon them, Lord God. Let your righteous finance be executed in their homes, in their accounts, in Jesus' name. Bless Mother Johnson right now. In your name, glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Bless right now, Lord God,
in the name of Jesus,
those that she's put up before you for salvation, for release, oh God, in Jesus' name. You know how to open the jail cell. You know how, oh God, and we thank you for it right now. Bless, oh God, in our body, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let your Holy Ghost, oh God, hallelujah, give us strength and power right now, oh God. Lift her up, Lord Jesus, above the storm, above the pain, above the stress and the strain, in Jesus' name. Don't let her worry, oh God, hallelujah, but let her heart not be troubled, in Jesus' name. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, and we give you the glory, oh God, for such a blessing this morning for Mother Johnson in Indiana. Bless her finance, oh God. Bless her family, Lord Jesus. Sister Peterson, the unspoken, glory to God, hallelujah. We know that your Holy Spirit, oh God, will tap into it and know just what to do and know how to do it, Lord God. In Jesus' name, we ask that you put a covering around her, Lord God. Give her strength, raise her up, strengthen her voice, oh God. Strengthen her body, Lord Jesus, in your mighty name. And Sister Lily Garnett, look on her right now, Lord God. Look on her finances. Look on her family, Lord Jesus. Bless, oh God, hallelujah. This is a time, oh God, that we pray that you open up windows of heaven. Pour out blessings, financial blessings, miracles, oh God, upon your people. In Jesus' name, bless Mother Digby right now, Lord God. Sister Gleason, oh God, her daughter, Lord God, with MS. Touch the child, oh God, hallelujah. You're the great physician. We bind the enemy, glory, hana. We bind it, aha. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, we bind the enemy. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The Holy Ghost bind the enemy in Jesus' name. And we thank you right now for healing. Heal the grandson, oh God. Bring salvation into his life. Turn him around, turn him around, turn him around, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Place his feet on solid ground. Pull him out of the muck and the mire, oh God. Clean his heart, clean his thoughts, clean his prayer life. Give him a prayer life, oh God. Hallelujah. Where he'll call on you morning, noon, and in the evening, oh God, that he will shout aloud, that he will blow the trumpet in Zion, Lord Jesus. And we thank you for it right now. Bless Mother. Bless, 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 bless. Bless the entire Johnson family, oh God. Bless their family, oh God. The grandson again, look on them, look on them, look on all the children, all those that are behind prison bars right now, Lord Jesus. You shook the jail cell for your disciples, and oh God, you've never stopped shaking them. We know that you can loose the captive and set them free in Jesus' name. Bless, glory to God, Sister Sheila. Bless those that she's requesting financial blessings for. Bless in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Sister Charlotte Gray and the staff. Bless the staff, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And give us to be on one accord in Jesus' name. Give us to support the leaders, oh God. Support the prayer line in your mighty name. Support the people of God that are on the prayer line. Bless our finances right now. Look on the people, oh God, and bless them. Open up doors for better jobs, good paying jobs, sufficient jobs that will supply the need for the families, oh God. Bless us, Brother Lawson, in Jesus' name. Touch his family right now, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Give him a double dose of praying. Give him a double dose of salvation. And Lord God, we all ask for a double dose, another dose for refilling in Jesus' name. We want to be refilled, glory, hallelujah. We want to be refilled, oh God, replenished, re-nourished. Right in Jesus' name, hallelujah. Let your Holy Ghost power, hallelujah, ignite us, oh God. Let it activate the spirit that's on the inside. Stir us up, oh God. Give us joy, hallelujah. We'll go rejoicing in Jesus' name. Bless right now, Sister Castile. The unspoken request, Lord God. You know how to bless the unspoken. You know how to meet the need. You know how to bring salvation and finances, oh God. You know how to bring healing in Jesus' name. You are the great physician. You are the doctor in the sick room. You are the doctor, oh God, hallelujah, for your people. You are the doctor when we need finances. You are the doctor when we need a miracle, a healing touch in Jesus' name. Touch right now the son, oh God, that needs saving. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Sister Sheila, that one that needs work, oh God. Touch, 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 oh God. And we pray that the young lady, she's requesting prayer for Sister Sheila that needs work, oh God. We pray for even salvation in her life, that her life, prayer life, be strengthened in you in Jesus' name. To save our children, Lord God. Humble them, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We know, oh God, that we can call on you in the time of need, in the time of trouble. And you are the very present help right now, and we thank you, oh God, for protecting us, for watching over us, for keeping us, Lord God.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord God, for allowing us just to have a holy relationship with you in Jesus' name. Let us be committed to your ways and your will in Jesus' name. Clean us up, oh God, and purify our walk in your mighty name. Help us to pray, oh God, to you and only you. And we thank you right now for righteousness. We ask, oh God, that you even rebuke death in Jesus' name. Bless those that are traveling over the highways and byways. Bless those that are on mute in your mighty name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Strengthen the saints, oh God. Strengthen our prayer life. Give us a praying spirit, oh God. Let us honor you, oh God, every day. And thank you for your goodness and your mercy. In Jesus' name, thank you for being a good shepherd, oh God. Hallelujah. There is none like you, none like you, none like you. Help us walk close to thee in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Help us not to yield to temptation, nor to wickedness in your mighty name. Hallelujah. We glorify your name this day. We will lift you up, Lord Jesus, and we will thank you and we'll praise you from the depths of our hearts in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, oh God, for touching us. Thank you for answering the prayers in your name. Thank you for a Monday morning, oh God, that's not just a Monday morning, but a marvelous Monday morning. Thank you, oh God, for how you raised us up and lifted us up above the storm.
Thank you.
How you're keeping us, oh God, with a praying spirit in the center of your will. And we bless you right now, oh God, and we exalt you as we lay aside every weight and sin that so easily beset us. We will glorify your name this day in Jesus' name. We pray and we count it done, we count it done, we count it done, because no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And we thank you for being connected to the vine in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Glory to your heart.
Amen. 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 Thank you.
Thank you.
Much.
Yes, back to
all of you on the prayer line. Thank you, Dr. Pfeiffer. Amen. What a wonderful prayer. An anointed prayer in the name of Jesus. We praise God for you. And all of you who have joined us today, we'll be back on tomorrow. Amen. Tomorrow at
6 a.m. for the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Line. We ask you to join us on the fast today and also to thank God 1,000 times. That's part of the new awakening, the new awakening. Amen. We're thanking God 1,000 times. Day, amen, and may something wonderful happen to you this day. In the name of Jesus, we're praying. God bless you.
God bless you.
Have a wonderful day. Whatever you're going through, it's going to be all right.